Mike. Well, sorry to hear that about the tree. That's a risk you take using your neighbor's tree. You never know when they plan to do something, unfortunately. I'm sure there's got to be somewhere else that wire could be tied off to. Something can be figured out, I'm sure. Just got to get the right person over there that can envision it and get it done for you. That shouldn't be a problem. Getting on HF shouldn't be a problem eventually, but you just, I hate to say it this way, but you got to be patient and try not to get too bummed out. You know, you still got 2 meter 440 working great for you. You got KC wide on the Wires X repeater working great at the moment, so don't foresee that changing anytime soon. I'm not going to update until I hear more on that being a little more stable and more user-friendly. But we'll see what happens. And then you got that their vertical. I know you have had problems with that, but I know you've been trying to get into that 6 meter repeater, and 6 meter is not very friendly for most people, especially vertical. So it's even hard for me to get into it. I don't get into it real easy either, and I have a 26-foot vertical ground-mounted butternut antenna. And unless you're really good at reading instructions and tuning antennas, a butternut's probably not your best choice, because that takes a little bit of work to get it tuned just right. But it can be done, and it's not a cheap antenna. But I would stick with that wire if I was you. But we might even be able to get that vertical working right. So I've been listening to you lately, and you just gotta, with HF, it's different than repeaters, which I'm sure you know. It's not like key up and talk immediately. You gotta get through the pile up sometimes. You gotta just make that contact, and everything has to work for you. You know, you have to have, let me reset here.